Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The tight-knit community of Nederland is reeling from a fire that engulfed a shopping center early Thursday morning. CPR's Sandy Patulga visited the town in the aftermath.
The air still smells like smoke in the area that used to be the Caribou Village Shopping Center. The cause of the fire is still being investigated, and agents from the ATF are assisting with the investigation. Tim Dumke owns a laundromat that burned down. He's not sure what he and other business owners will do.
This shopping center has pretty much been what felt like home for the entire time I've lived here, for going on almost 20 years now. Trace Gringos is owned by our best friends. We know they just got married last weekend, and to have to come home to this, I can't even imagine how devastating that must be for them.
Local residents said there are already GoFundMe pages set up for every impacted business. Mayor Billy Giblin said the town needs resources to recover. In Nederland, I'm Sandy Patulga, CPR News.
Some Colorado hunters are feeling the impact of the government shutdown. Prokhorn rifle and mule deer muzzleloader hunting are suspended on the federally operated Fort Carson and its training site, Pinon Canyon. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Dean Miller says the upcoming archery season could also be at risk.
But no decision has been made because we don't know if the government shutdown will continue during that time frame.
Miller says the shutdown impacts nearly 100 licenses. Refunds are available. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for listening. And for more news, head over to CPR.org.